Free coffee, free tea. Tapos, yung free school, gagawin din namin ito sakali kung ano yung nakasanayan namin gawin dito sa locality namin.
Thank you. play the next video that you wanted us to play. Chris?
Yes, okay. Yep. The next video is about the concert. Creative Front event against police violence and killings happening in the Philippines. This event was organized by a local autonomous network in partnership with the Commission of Human Rights in the Philippines. So they allow us to organize on their facilities in protection of this officer. So the police are not allowed inside. So we are freely organized the whole day event. It's about against police killing, abolishing police institution, and that's it. Contacts are about to start.
Can you hear the audio, Chris?
Yes, I can hear the audio, but not loud. I cannot understand.
Ah, okay. Because if you could maybe give a bit of translation for some of this, would be great.
I cannot hear clearly the audio of the video.
Okay.
I could only hear you clearly.
Okay.
The video, I don't.
Okay.
So maybe we can go to the next video. It has a subtitle.
Okay. Because this one doesn't have subtitles at all in any of it.
No subtitle. I can share another video.
Okay.
The last video.
Okay. So someone in the audience knows Philippines and knows how to translate it.
Alright, thank you.
Okay, I will just show the next film then. Unless
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah. It's about Libreng Palengke, really, really free market that we usually organize in our neighborhood, here in our shop. So that's some part of it. We had art workshop and other related art-related activities for kids and tailoring. That's the video.
Okay.
Thank you.
Tapos kahit yung tela niya, gawa doon sa
sapatos o kahit anong buwan, pwede. Positive po. Kasi po, ano, parang natutulungan yung mga bata na makatukulan sa makasalang mga bata. Hindi ko anti-stress din siya kasi maganda siya rin dahil sa pataas. Wala ka bang pinapatay?
Lamin dalawa doon nila na araw-araw, pinalagpas ba? Pinawa namin ba ng wala ng plastic, diaper yan, mga bote. Mga basyo ng bote ng mga bubog, papasahin. Sa basura, maraming bakit kinabangan. Wala ng mga bote, plastic, papel, mga dyaryo, mga karton. Kung i-segregate yan, bakit kinabangan, kikita ka pa ng pera, mamabawasan pa yung basura. Maraming basura mababawas kung i-segregate ang basura.
So kung may tamang proseso ng pag-composting, magagamit yung mga basura na yun sa panibagong bagay, specifically sa mga tanim.
Magandang naidudulot ng ganitong pag-expose ng ganitong klaseng activity sa mismo sa komunidad dahil yung pabigyan sila ng awareness kung sa ano ba nangyayari sa environment tayo na sa kalikasa natin. Ang mga basura ba natin ay saan napupunta? Itong aktibidad na free market na naglalayo ng lahat sa inyong kahalagayan ng pagbibigay at pagkapwa-tao na nakabatay sa pag-respeto natin sa kalikasan. Sinusulong ng Rilirili Free Market o Libre Palengke na kung may mga gamit tayo na hindi natin kahit nabakan at sa palagay natin ay pwede pa itong magamit ng iba, ay pwede natin nabakan.
Tingin ko, mahalaga yung ganitong mga programa para may pakita sa mga tao kung ano yung dapat gawin sa sobrang-sobrang gamit nila sa bahay. Kasi yung programang ganito is malaki yung importansya niya sa usapin ng pag-alaga ng kalikasan sa labor, sa money, consumption, at more especially sa pag-promote ng kultura ng pagbibigayan or sharing.
Yung bias ng pagkakwentuhan, pagbibigayan, baka nawawala na yun. At sa ganitong activity, sinusubukan na ibalik yung ganitong pating operasyon. Depende lagi yung information nila sa media, sa Mr. Ninja, at iba pang mga institution. Yung values nila, nakadepende kung ano yung makikita nila sa TV. So, sa tingin ko, personal, maganda siguro na may pakita rin sa mga komunidad na may mga ganitong klase ng activity na humibigay tayo ng libre na gamit, magkakaroon ng pagbibigayan, mga libre workshop, lahat ng tingin ko na napapanahon at mahalaga na impormasyon na may bahagi sa mga tao, lalo sa marginalized community, na hindi nakaka-access ng ganitong impormasyon. Mm-hmm. bumuhari sila ng ganitong disiplina sa lugar nila bilang direktang harbang nila sa mas maayos at papayamang pundira.
Available online in PM Press, maybe Gabriel Kuhn, PA Press also have this book in the booth right now in Sekimir, but I don't know yet. But most of the literature, anarchist literature, are available on our space.
Okay.
There are other anarchist libraries already.
Okay. Because you were telling me that there's a booth that's going to be here by Gabriel Kuhn of PM Press and Black Mosquito Distro that is going to have some of your stuff and t-shirts and stuff like this if people want to donate or support or whatever, that there's going to be here in the book fair some of this stuff. Is that correct?
Yes. Gabriel Kuhn of PM Press, Black Mosquito are already participating in authoritarian gathering in here, but most of the stuff that came from are only t-shirts and some pamphlets of the ethical bandido stuff. Hopefully you can check it out. Good. Yeah. Support our struggle here. And yeah, thank you.
Any more questions?
Yes, yeah.
You're not speaking to the...
So, how long can you hear me? Can you hear me what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. So, the question, thanks for all the work you do. And the question I was wanting to ask, we saw a lot of the programs you guys organized with the food and bombs and community organizing. And I was wondering, do cops or other people try to come break the law? And when that happens, how do you manage to deal with it, with the police opposition? And what are some other issues that you face when organizing?
Okay. So police and military intelligence talk so much about anarchism in the Philippines. So they are not detecting more Maoist Marxists because they have an arm wing. So most of the times, if we do some certain blatant action on the street, yeah, we do experience harassment from the authority, but we can manage to negotiate our presence on the street because we're sharing food, we're sharing resources, and the people are questioning the authority of why they're stopping up. So it's about conscience against the police. So they directly stop us immediately because we are sharing food or we are sharing something. Compared to a rally, it can be dispersed easily. That what use this kind of tactic because the rapid relation to that rally on the are always stuck by the police compared to our kind of action because we're still something for the people. Police authority cannot find a reason to stop us. But other campaign or action that we do, like an environmental defense, like recently in anti-dump resistance. There is our the military intelligence who are trying to intimidate the community and us. So we decided to lie low for a bit and not to go on the community to prevent to be arrested or be forced to stand up or be killed. So if we notice this kind of harassment or intimidation, we try to minimize our action or try to tailor or try to be invisible, but still active in other ways because it's not a joke to be a dissident or an activist in the Philippines. The repression that we experience in the state military and police property are very aggressive and very violent. So we need to find a way how to creatively stand on what we do that will minimize or limit intervention of authority on our state. So, yeah, hopefully we'll still be safe and secure. But we don't know because the police and the military are trained to oppress and repress people. That's it. Hopefully, we'll answer that question.
Nice, thank you. There were some other questions? But can you come up to the front and speak into the laptop? It's the only way how I can do this.
Hello, thank you for being here with us.
Hello.
One question, when you do these actions against the so-called war on drugs, how are normally the reactions of the public, of the people passing by? Do you support your actions, or do you have at least good discussions with the people? Or do you have a lot of criticism or angry people shouting at you, saying what you are saying is bullshit? I think we don't know it here, but as far as I know, a lot of people, in a way, support this war on drugs by the actual government.
Okay, thank you. That we made a style about this against war on drugs. The action of the passersby and the people around at that time are mainly positive. They, what we experienced at that time, we never had hear any bad words on the people, because we noticed that we are doing a sharing thing. Giving food and giving flyer, kind of interrupt topic, not blockading the street. So, it's for us to explain the situation and tell the story of our friends who got killed by the police. And most of the people that we share the stories are more positive. In general population, what on drugs are really supported by the people. They think, because what on drugs was connected, or drugs are connected from, so that's the narrative of the state. So people support this campaign because they think drugs are connected to criminality. So we try to campaign against on that narrative that drugs are connected with health and mental issues, not with criminality. So drug dependence will be treated as patient, not as criminal. So, yeah, now, while drugs already stopped because the a new regime came, the at that time, the mixed reaction, on our action, mainly, we don't have, do not fear anything negative. Most of the people of that time supported our action, and even the police cannot, because there's no police, but the further monitoring our action, but they cannot do anything, because just sharing meals or making a celebration, like a celebration. they cannot see that this is already a protest with statements and banners and flyers. So they think it's okay. No problem. Yeah.
Thank you. Another question.
Hi. In the movies, we saw like a sign saying like liberate. Sorry if I say it wrong, like Cuba or something. Like liberate something or someone, a group of people, or I don't know. And we wondered what it meant. Do you understand?
What? Liberate what?
I'm sorry. It's like. maybe I wrote it wrong when I wrote like liberate Kumuha. Kumuha, I don't know how to say it, sorry.
Liberate Kumuha, it's free to get. Get what you want, give what you want.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, liberate Kumuha means get what you want. Or free to get something.
Give what you want.
Libreng magbigay means give what you want. Or give what you can.
Like pay as you feel, something like that.
Yeah, that's right. We just translate it in Tagalog.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can you come? Okay, we have another question. We come.
Yes. So I just have a question on the anarchist movement in the Philippines' position on the NPA and the PCP and the ongoing insurgencies. How are the interactions or lack thereof, and just what the position is?
Me personally and most of my anarchist comrades, our position is against Communist Party of the Philippines and New People's Army. We distance ourselves, we don't support them. We think Communist Party of the Philippines and New People's Army are fascist and authoritarian. They are authoritarian and left. We see most of our comrades are former members of Communist Party of the Philippines. And they already saw a lot of bad things inside the movement. That's why they get disillusioned and turn out to be authoritarian. So until now, there's a lot of things that this authoritarian left do, and we are not in good connection with these people, and they always attack us anarchists that we are military intelligence. And because of our statement against them, our statement is against the state, against capital, against organized religions, against authoritarian debt, against Maoist Marxists, all of the people or institutions who are carrying values that are trying to dominate other people and trying to convert or recruit forcefully and coercively. We are against all that, so we are against with all institutions like the Communist Party of the Philippines and New People's Army. We don't agree with their tactics, we don't agree with their positions, we don't agree with their political values, or anything. We stand on our ground as anti-authoritarian and anarchist and autonomous activists here in the so-called Philippines. So, we are not really in good terms.
Hello.
Thank you.
Thank you. And also, I think maybe you could also like benefit from international solidarity when you face such repression from the state, because the state is probably really a different. It's very different from what you are telling. And I feel like my question is: are you part of any kind of more organized international solidarity network apart from this, because like the fact that you are not here, but that you had to go on Gypsy is also like a point that shows us that international solidarity is very hard when like, for example, you have the Fortress Europe and the immigration law. Like, what way can international anarchists support you and also work for you?
Yeah, I think it would be a shame to just hear this talk and then never hear from your struggles. Thank you very much for all of you. This is the opportunity which already been for us to be heard in an international arena. We don't have much chance, like we cannot afford or we are always denied to enter gathering happening in Europe. So yeah, we can only do this kind of thing online presentation. But yeah, we have a first point to support our struggle here. And it depends on the marginal community how the will react on our goal of support. Me personally, I always talk to someone outside the Philippines, but it still depends on their own decision how to help us here or how to support us here. We have a lot of projects that are running until today. We have campaigns, two environmental eco-defense campaigns, like Aki Ahunan Town, Aki Speed Quarry, needed funding for us to continue our campaign against this development destructive project made by the corporation. Also, we are planning to have a bigger space in the future because our space here in Manila, said, or when we know how small our state here in Makip, so we are planning to have a bigger space, yeah, 500 square meter space land project in the future, and hopefully for the international Amalfis community to maybe purchase a land or acquire a land so we can accommodate more people and for projects inside the space. So that's one of the things that dreaming of. So we already have a proposal on that land acquisition project and what our plans on that project. Hopefully, international practice community could help us to do this kind of project, aside from other things like human rights support, or I don't know, it's up to the people.
Maybe you could send a link or something where we can donate or something?
Yeah, I was supposed to put like a donation box at the entrance here, but because of the technical difficulties, completely forgot. But euros or francs or whatever go a really long way in the Philippines.
Yeah.
And yeah, the space is really tiny, but if you, any of the people there who went to the Philippines, I can imagine that Chris and Julian, the people from Enrico Blanquito, would be more than happy to host like they did me and my partner when we passed through there. I didn't put a donation thing, but if there's, if people want to just now. But otherwise, if there's another space or another way that people can support, how could people do that? Chris?
Okay. Maybe we will put GoFundMe platform or anything fundraising platform in the future. So they know what's our plan and what's our intentions of the project. Because we have a 13-year experience in autonomous space. So we needed more space.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Also, there's like some of the, again, some of the stuff happening in the book fair that has some of like the t-shirts and other things from you guys. Maybe donations can be put there also.
Yeah. Good, it's great. Thank you.
Also, you have a website, right?
Well, we have a black site.
Any more questions?
We have a Patreon account.
Yeah. A Patreon account. Did you say a Patreon account? Chris.
It's Ethnico Bandido in Pushup.
Okay, maybe you can send it to me and I can share it.
Yes.
Do you have another question?
Hi, again, I have two questions. First is like, what's the situation of 54 and a woman who have children at home? And what are the organizations for, what are the types of feminists or pre-organizing for that? And second one is about, are there like, I don't know, like squats or quietness moments in the recent years and what happened with like for the neural space or for people when it's space or not. So, did you get your answer?
I get that about the women participation,
yeah.
The LGBT participation in the movement. About that?
It's more about queer organizing and feminist organizing in general, not only the artist movements.
Okay. There is a strong queer movement in Archipelago, not only anarchists. They are well represented in the movement. So we don't. There's still a lot of problems happening against the queer LGBTQ individuals, but they have more freedom to make a statement or to position themselves in politics and in general in Tagalog. But still, they are discriminated and they still are fighting for their for the steps, and yeah, the family looks also the same situation. They have more freedom to express themselves in Archipelago compared to other Southeast Asia country like Indonesia, Malaysia, and Singapore. Philippines are more open for this kind of movement. So, yeah, we also participate and support, I guess, at the time in different ways. We are now working on a new network that are focused on queer activism. Hopefully this network will be materialized in the future, because there are more and more queer activists being interested with anti-authoritarian politics, local and abroad. So hopefully we can make this kind of network possible in the future, because particularly in this movement, it is still highly male-dominated movement. The same with the proletarian left, it's still tiny male dominated movement. So we're still engaging and work to be more inclusive to other comrades and individuals, including the women and the queer comrades.
Okay. And the other question was like, is there like something like an autonomous proletarian movement, like people doing crimes without parties or unions and doing some kind of resistance against capital or stand
About the labor situation, we don't have that here. We don't have an autonomous labor organization or that is related labor union. We don't have that here. The labor sector was highly organized by the authoritarian left. We tried, 10 years ago, we tried to support and organize our workers strike against Triumph company. If you know company, Triumph is a luxury company based in Switzerland. And at that time, they have a strike in the Philippines. We hear these issues and we support the workers on the main east, the general workers. We try to support them, but the problem, there is already an organization, a professional organization, trying to monopolize the campaign. They have more resources to combat the workers, so the workers are more connected with them than us, and also they always not ask to have a conversation with the workers, and we don't have a chance to really be connected with the workers. We don't have this kind of tactics to be authoritarian level. The trying to always monopolize the peace and that's right, it was a one-stop course for our empty sectors in so that's why we don't have a tactic who are more focused on the issue of worker class people.
Similar to anarchist principles, and I want to ask, are there, or maybe you can indigenous communities living in this way of living in the Philippines? And what are maybe...
The way of life, some indigenous communities here are more horizontal. They have chieftains, but they don't receive the chieftain as the authority, but annihilate their threat. That's why we see this chieftain that a politician or that people of the party. The chieftain of the indigenous communities are not together. It is not an authority. So we see this kind of practices of the indigenous communities here are more in line with other peace values or anti-authoritarian values. That's what. About the resources, it's communal. Some of the indigenous communities here practice communal or ownership of land. Not by certain privileged individuals or families. But there are still practice of indigenous communities here that prepare for the still to be common food ownership of land resources. Or, property, they don't know property. They don't have an idea of property. Indigenous communities in Mindoro, that's why they are always project to land grabbing, because indigenous communities didn't see that as a property, but that's why they share it with others. The people from outside, usually land grab, land. That's why they are always displaced, particularly the indigenous communities in Mindoro. They always displaced from their own land, because people from the outside always land grab their ancestral land. Because of these values that the indigenous communities have, that land are to be shared or not by own as a property. So we see this kind of practice values are in line with other colonial or other case values that still practice by indigenous communities until now. That's some of the values that I wish to that are made practiced by the indigenous communities. So we see that they are more in line with Arakis values.
Okay, thank you very much.
You will visit at the Melago, you can bring you there.
I don't doubt that. I would say just go there and they will show you all of the... There's organizations and little... it's not just Antico Bandito and in Davao, there's like a bunch of different places that you meet Chris and they will even take you around to these places. It's amazing. Chris, thank you.
Okay.
We gotta go.
That's it. Okay. Enjoy the work. Enjoy.
Okay.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, about the JFK, but come off the rest of the...